Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. After the Eagles absolutely blow out the Dallas Cowboys 41-7 to clinch the 2024 NFC East Championship. Merrill, how significant is this division title?
Well, it's wonderful. It's something that the Eagles have been striving for since day one. However, they are going to be a second seed. They are now out of opportunities to become the first seed and have a bye as Minnesota beat Green Bay. And that locks that up. So the Eagles will be the second seed in the NFC playoffs.
Saquon Barkley going past 2,000 yards in this game. You were counting down the yards, Merrill, as you have been all season when it comes to Saquon and the milestones. How happy are you for him, the offensive line, and in this team that he is now in that exclusive club?
Well, it is certainly a team achievement. It has to do with having a great offensive line, a great scheme, and really the best running back in the National Football League this season. Saquon Barkley has been absolutely brilliant. He starts out the game slowly, and there's a yard here and 2 yards there. And by the second half, he is operating at full level. And once again, going over 100 yards by 60. Had another 160-yard game. He has been the best running back in football. And for my money, he is deserving as anybody of the MVP award.
He is, if my count's correct, 101 yards away from breaking Eric Dickerson's record. This game next weekend has no significance because the Eagles, as you mentioned, are locked into the two seed. Would you like them to play Saquon next week as well as the offensive line to try to get that record?
Absolutely not. All it takes is one key injury, and that could really thwart your hopes to get to the Super Bowl. They have locked up their spot as the second seed, and now it's all about getting ready for the playoffs. I don't think I would take that chance at all. The minute he locked up the 2,000-yard mark, I knew that there was a very good chance that next week's game would have no playoff significance. I thought, that's it. In fact, I said this may be his last chance to hit the 2,000 mark milestone.
It could very well be, because we know Nick Sirianni likes to keep things rather careful. Of course, we'll see what decision that he makes as the week goes on. Turning to the other side of the football, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, what a bounce back he had. He got ejected from the game against the Commanders. It clearly affected the defense because he's such a good player and he's so important. And then he has two interceptions, including a pick six. How important is CJGJ to this team, Merrill?
Very. Last week when he got ejected from the game, I said, what is he doing? I mean, what is he doing getting thrown out? They need him. He comes up with two picks, and I'm saying, wow, look what he's doing. He is an excellent safety, and he made his presence felt again with a 70-yard pick six to start the game and then came up with another interception later in the game. But he is an outstanding safety with six interceptions to lead the team. Dave, when this team finished the game against Tampa Bay and headed for their bye, they were 2-2.
Yeah.
They were struggling at that point in the turnover department, which is so important. They were -7. Now, after 16 games, they are +10. That is a remarkable turnaround.
It's massive. It's such a key to the game, as you always say. Merrill, always appreciate your time. Great call with Mike Quick in the booth, and we'll chat throughout the week as the Eagles prepare, whoever they may play or not play, for the New York Giants. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.